It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers lay. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe for the next hour. I have my granddaughter on today with me as my guest, Taylor Gentry, and she'll be on in just a few moments. First of all, we'd like to welcome churches and cities all across America that are praying with us. And a welcome to some new cities and new churches. Welcome to Fairfax, Virginia, Venus, Florida, Santa Fe, Texas, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, Brookhaven, Mississippi. And want to welcome some new churches, Real Life Church, Fairfax, Virginia, Faith That Works Ministries, Houston, Texas, Calvary Crossroads Church in Santa Fe, Texas, Free Christian Church, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, The Master's Worship Church, Los Angeles, California, Tabernacle of Praise, Fort Worth, Texas, Brookhaven First Assembly of God, Brookhaven, Mississippi, and Calvary Church in Stafford, Texas. If you'd like to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, all you have to do is go to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, and you can sign up your church, your city, and we're thankful to have over 1,067 churches, 741 cities, and want to welcome all the new prayer leaders that's praying with us as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. So, Father, we just pray for the prayer session on this Wednesday here on BPN Radio. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done. We come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, praying thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This broadcast today, we pray, Lord, for personal revival. We pray for family revival, church revival, and Lord, we just pray for revival in 1,000 cities across America. We pray that young people come out of obscurity, preach to their generation. So delighted to have you listening today. And it's good to have on with me today my granddaughter, Taylor Gentry. And Taylor has just graduated from Oklahoma University. And she's been an OU fan for a long time. Taylor, good to have you on today.
Thank you, Papa. I'm excited to be here.
And you just graduated from Oklahoma University, and dreams really come true because you had it in your heart since you were a little girl to go to that university, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to go and be a Sooner. So dreams do come true.
Okay. And you proved that a young person could go through a secular college and keep their faith. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. During my time at OU, I attended an amazing church there. And I, you know, I mean, my relationship with God didn't, you know, go to the right or the left. It kind of just stayed in a, you know, a stagnant place. And but it was an amazing time at OU, and I grew a lot. I learned a lot, had amazing experiences, met amazing people. It was a tremendous blessing to get to go and, you know, be a part of such an amazing university.
And I know that you were able to keep your faith intact, although I'm sure there were challenges.
Yes, there were challenges. Being around people who may not be walking the same path you are, you know, different. You just meet so many different people, and it's so easy to be swayed this way or that way. But if your faith is in God, then, you know, he's right there with you. And I think that it's important to just have that foundation and that relationship with God to just keep you steady through it all.
That's very good. Very proud of you. And I know that while you were on campus, you were able to start a group there on campus that was kind of a sister group of the Texas A&M group there in College Station. And they were, I think, the Aggie Bells, weren't they?
That's right. They were. They were the Aggie Bells. My best friend, Taylor Ann, she was at A&M, and she was a part of the Aggie Bells and just loved it and got a lot out of it. And so I decided when I went to OU that I wanted to start an organization just like it. And that's how we started Okie Bells. And it's based on sisterhood, leadership, and service. It's just been amazing to watch it grow and flourish over the past few years and to see so many girls, you know, make new friends. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's great. And, of course, I know that you proved your leadership skills by starting that young ladies group. You have a tremendous gifting there. And you were a pioneer. And, of course, that group is still going. So we had an amazing time last week at Jubilee Christian Center. And we had the Young Preachers International group came from different places in America as well as from Scotland. And we know that the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering was quite awesome. Leland was there to lead worship and some other young people. And can you describe what happened during those few days last week in Austin, Texas?
Oh, my gosh. Those few days were, well, pretty much it's indescribable. I mean, they were amazing. So many people were touched and so many hearts were changed. And just the move of God was just amazing throughout the entire place those 3 days. And again, like I said, it's indescribable. Just amazing how how God moved and he worked. And I noticed that in myself, of course. I mean, he did a lot in my life and shared a lot with me, as well as with my siblings, Megan, Hunter, and Brock. And just so many people were, their hearts were just changed. I mean, God just, it was amazing.
Yeah. I was so amazed to see so many young people standing to preach. And we're talking about high school and college age students. Mm-hmm. And young ladies, 15, 16 years old, and young men in their high school, college age bracket, just standing to pray, to mm-hmm. preach. It was an amazing week, and you know, I just have a tremendous heart for young people, and I'm very proud of you, my granddaughter, and I'm proud for all these young people that gathered, and not only were they able to spend time ministering to those present, but they were also, you know, spending time ministering to each other, building relationships. Mm-hmm. I think it's very, very important for Christian young people mm-hmm. to build relationships with each other, even if they don't live in the same city.
Mm-hmm. I think it's extremely important. Yeah. I mean, a relationship, that's the foundation for so many young people today. And yeah, the relationships that were built was amazing. Yeah. And there's already relationships, you know, built before, but I think so many of us just grew closer together, and which in return that led us closer to God and just building each other up throughout the few days. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great week. I know that one day Leland spoke to the youth about their self-worth, their value. And it was just amazing that mm-hmm. because so many young people have different opinions of themselves and mm-hmm. and their self-worth and self-value. And, you know, I don't know if you could speak to that or not.
Oh, definitely. Leland, he spoke to us about putting your identity in Christ and mm-hmm. Christ's love for you, which in return you will pour out love to others. And that's such, I already knew that, you know, like I knew that in my heart, but, you know, looking back, I wasn't practicing that at all. My identity was in people. It was in, you know, maybe different talents that I have. It was in what other people thought. And so when you put your identity in those things, nothing good is going to come out of that, obviously. And so he really just poured into us about be like Christ, receive Christ's love, and put your identity in that. And then no matter your successes, no matter your failures, you know, you're still going to have that identity in Christ. And that is the main thing. So that was just very powerful. Spoke a lot to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of peer pressure among young people today.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of peer pressure. And it's so easy to get caught up in that. And just my heart is to help young girls and just to kind of be a friend to them. And so I relate a lot to, you know, maybe like putting your identity in yourself or self-image issues. And we got to share a little bit with the other young preacher girls about, you know, different issues like that. And they said the same thing. They say, you know, oh yeah, we put our identity in, you know, how we feel or how we look this, you know, that day. And then we basically, you know, live off of how we feel. And so totally relate to that. And it's so easy to get caught up in that. Just definitely very easy. But again, we have to look back, reflect, and put our identity in Christ. That's really where it's got to be.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, so many young ladies, they feel like if they don't have a boyfriend, even mm-hmm. in their teenage years, that something is wrong with them or they're missing out some way. But so would you have a word to the young ladies? Of course, this is not rehearsed, but would you have have any words to these young ladies, particularly these teenagers, about dating and feeling like they, if they don't have a boyfriend, that evidently they're not very beautiful, very pretty, very attractive. Mm-hmm. What would you say to these young ladies?
Oh yeah. You know, I would say, oh gosh, I've definitely been there. You know, in high school, I did not date around, and I remember thinking, you know, what's wrong with me? Like, you know, why don't I have a boyfriend? And, you know, again, putting your identity and, you know, other things other than Christ. But so easy to get caught up in that. And then going into college, you know, I thought, okay, I mean, this is what people do. You know, like everyone is dating around or everyone has a boyfriend and, you know, I'm sitting here and I don't. And so it's so easy to go to that place where you just, you feel maybe unloved or you feel, you know, you're not good enough or you start to think like, what's wrong with me? And then all those self-image issues just start to build up. And, but you know, if you do, that's great. But if you don't, I mean, we don't have a boyfriend at the time. Just remember one thing, girls, like put your identity in Christ. Just that's the foundation. That's where you got to start. And then build that relationship with God because, you know, he has the most amazing husband, future guy out there for you waiting. But he's going to take you through the path that he wants you to be on. And so for some of us that may be, you know, earlier in life when our guy comes, and for others it could be later. We just don't know. So like myself right now, I mean, I'm not in a relationship, and you know, I'm completely content just being with God, building my relationship with him, just having that special one-on-one time. Because just remember, this is the only time, your single days, that's the only time you're gonna have to have that sweet special alone time with the Lord, just you and him, you know, living each day to its fullest. So I just encourage all of you guys out there. You're all beautiful, and just know that, and know that he has someone special waiting for you. And just save yourselves, and yeah, just give you that little encouraging word.
Oh, that's very, very important. I know that God has a special husband, a special wife for each of these young people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just encourage parents to encourage their kids to wait for that person to come along. And I know that you're a very beautiful young lady, and mm-hmm. and yet you're waiting for that godly husband that the Holy Spirit has for you. And, you know, your grandparents have prayed for you all of your life that you have a godly husband. I believe it's going to happen. And so that's a great word for these young people. What do you see the Holy Spirit doing among youth these days?
Oh, among youth these days. Well, I think after definitely seeing young people these past three days, everyone is on fire for God. Their hearts are to do something big for God. And it was incredible to see that, because when I was at OU, I didn't see a lot of that, to be honest. And, you know, people were just so consumed with who they were and their social status that I didn't, you know, that's kind of how everybody was. And so I didn't see a lot of on fire for God people. But when I did come across someone at OU, you know, I thought they were amazing and I wanted to be their friend. But yeah, I mean, recently I've seen just an incredible passion inside of young people, and they want to do something big. And it's our generation that is responsible, and it's our generation that has to really step up and create this movement.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it's happening, like yourself and other young people that are stepping up. And I would like to remind any of you young people listening that you can find out more about YPI, that's Young Preachers International, by going to youngpreachers.net, and you'll find some more information there about Young Preachers. So I'm going to have you to pray in just a few moments for young people, mm-hmm. Because I believe that there is a movement among young people, mm-hmm. and they just need some encouragement from their peers like yourself. Definitely. So I'm going to have you to pray. But what are your plans for the future, Taylor? What do you see yourself doing?
Plans for the future. Well, that the number one thing would be to serve God. You know, I don't have any plans at this time, or, you know, written out plans, which is which is a big thing for me because I'm a planner and I've always been a planner. And just recently, this summer, God has really, really worked on my heart. And I feel like he's pulling me towards ministry. He always has been. I've always been called to go into ministry. But for the past few years, I've been stubborn and I haven't wanted to do that. That just, my heart kind of strayed away from that for a while. But this summer, God has really brought me back into his will for my life. And I most definitely feel somehow that I'm going to be serving, particularly in women's ministry. And that's already happening. Pretty soon, I will be working for Polish, which is an amazing women's ministry based in Dallas, and they have directors here in Austin. So that is going to be awesome. But other than that, I don't have any definite plans, but serving God is just what my heart is to do. And I know he has big plans for me and my family, so I'm excited.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for you, and I know that God has a plan, and he's working the plan. It doesn't always happen exactly in our timing, but I know there's a lot of young people that are very maybe confused about their future because they graduate from high school or they graduate from college and they still don't know exactly what they're going to do. Is that a problem?
Oh, for sure. That's a huge problem. I know so many people who are going through that right now. And, it's the pressure of the world, and we get caught up in the fog, and we get caught up in what everybody thinks about us and, those worldly expectations for us to follow the little plan, which is graduate from high school, go to college, get your degree, get a rockin' job. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we're kind of told to do. And that's definitely what we're expected to do. And so I remember feeling that pressure when I graduated from high school, and I didn't even want to go to college, but I wanted to go and travel. And yet I still ended up at OU, and I know it was a God thing, and I know that was God's will for me, but everybody just kind of looked down on me for, wanting to go off and travel after high school. They were just like, what's wrong with you, Taylor? But definitely a lot of pressure right now to go to college and to do that whole thing. And so my encouragement to young people who are in high school and trying to figure things out is just listen to God and just spend time with him, and that's the number one. But then also, you just cannot care or really get too deep into what other people are thinking of you, and that leads to a lot of hurt, a lot of depression, a lot of unhappiness. And so it can lead to a lot of things that are not going to be fruitful for your life, if that makes sense. So again, I just encourage you to seek God, seek his will for your life, and then you can go from there. He'll never leave you.
Hey, you're so right about that. And I know that God has his hand on your life, and it's evident that you have you're a very gifted speaker, having a degree in communications from Oklahoma University, and also you are an incredible singer and worship leader. I know you've done that, and I know you're continuing to do that, and I'm looking forward to playing some of your music here on BPN Radio in the future. And so, well, that's great, and I know that you're going to continue to encourage a lot of young people, and I know that God has his hand upon your life. I want you to play a little worship music here in the background, but I want you to say a prayer for young people, high school, college-age students, and they're seeking the will of God, and just whatever's in your heart. Why don't you say a prayer, Taylor?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, Jesus, and we're humble before you, God. And Lord God, I pray for every single young person out there, God, who's listening right now. I just pray that you give them a peace, God, and knowing that your hand is upon them and your will for their life is beautiful. And it may not be exactly what they expect or exactly what they want, but it's all in your timing, and you've created each of us so uniquely and different and given us all different talents and gifts, and Lord, and that's just beautiful. And so I just pray that you just stir up a fire in these young people's hearts, God, and that they'll just not look to the right or to the left, but they'll just continue to seek your face, God, and put you first. And above all else, just put their identity in you and you alone. Because when we put it in other things or people or, you know, expectations that people have, it's just, it leads to failure, God. And I just pray that you give these young people boldness to serve you and to do your will, plan, and purpose, because I know it takes a lot of boldness to serve you. It does. And I just speak blessings over them and prosperity. And I just thank you, God, for what you're going to do in this generation. And I know that so many of these young people, God, in high school and college, I know that they may be confused at times and they may not know what they're called to do. And I've definitely been there. And if you don't know your calling, that's okay. Your calling is to serve God, and that's the first thing. So, Jesus, I just pray that you give them just a peace in knowing that you've called each of us, and even if you do not know what God has for you, but he's called you, and he's called you to be a light. And I just pray that you give them that boldness to be a light. God, and I just thank you, God. I pray that you just give them the wisdom that they need to, if they're in high school, to finish out their high school years, God. And if they're in college, you know, it's hard figuring out what you're going to do, especially if you're doing it all on your own. But God, I just pray that you just give them the peace and the wisdom that they need, Jesus, and just to seek you first. And we just thank you and praise you for all of your blessings. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. My granddaughter, Taylor Gentry, here on BPN Radio. Taylor, thank you for being a part of BPN.
Thank you.
We're going to look forward to having you back soon.
Awesome.
All right.
It's been a pleasure. It's been great.
God bless you. Well, I just want to let you know that you're listening to BPN Radio, 24-hour internet prayer station, and here on this Wednesday, delighted to have my granddaughter Taylor Gentry, and we are here at this particular time, anytime actually, here on BPN Radio.
See death and rise, and the
Martin Smith and Delirious. That's a great song. My friend from Rustington, England there. I'm going to be a history maker. I just declared that there's going to be a lot. Going to be a lot of history makers here listening today on BPN Radio. Well, let's shout it out today. Can we do it on this Wednesday? Lord, I pray for history makers out there. Somebody shout out. Somebody shout it out. I'm going to be a history maker in this land, in this nation, in the nations of the world. And I pray, Lord, for young people all around this nation. In Jesus' name, and other nations of the world, they will come out of obscurity, preach to their generation. In Jesus' name. And I declare there's going to be firebrands that's going to rise up out of obscurity to preach the gospel, to declare the word to their generation, bold, unafraid, and committed. And just going to be amazing what's going to happen in this nation. And young people that's going to rise up, begin to prophesy to their generation and prophesy to this nation, declaring what they see coming. And the leaders of this nation are going to be awestruck concerning what they're saying, because what they've been discussing has not been revealed on media, any magazines, any social network, whatever, but they're going to begin to declare what they see coming to this nation, things that are happening in this land. So, Father, we pray for these history makers right now. In Jesus' name, those who will come out of obscurity, firebrands. And we know that there is there is no age limit, anywhere from 6, 7, 8 years old, 12 years old, 14 years old, upwards, because we know that incredible things are happening. So would you fill us with your Holy Spirit right now, because we need you now. And would you just take a few moments just to say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do that. Whatever you want me to do, my times are in your hands, and I am willing, and I am obedient, and I am not afraid. I'm willing to go across this nation, and I'm willing to go into other nations of the world and minister the gospel. And I pray for those young people, young firebrands in this nation and also other nations of the world. I mean, last week in Austin, we had a couple of young men from Scotland who were amazing preachers. They did a great job. And I see young people being shot out of our sister country, England. I prophesied years ago that young people would be shot out of London, out of the United Kingdom, particularly England, and be shot out to different places of the world. So amazing things are happening among the youth of this nation and other nations of the world. And I'm just here to tell you that God has not given up on America. He has not given up on our nation. He is all around us. He's all around us. And he is guiding and directing our lives. Last week, my spiritual grandson Leland was in Austin, and he was leading worship, ministering some, preaching, declaring. And he has a new song out that's called Christ Be All Around Me. It's a wonderful song. We're just going to play it right now. Here's Leland. We're going to be back to pray some more here on BPN.
As I rise, strength of God, go before, lift me up. As I wake, eyes of God, look upon, be my sign, yeah, yeah. As I wait, heart of God, satisfy and sustain. As I ran.
Okay, there you have Leland. What a great song. Christ be all around me. And just an incredible young man. And Father, I just pray for young people coming out of obscurity all across this nation, all across this land, who are rising up to do great exploits for you, unashamed, unafraid, bold, and wow, just the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is making a major difference in the lives of people all across this land. So I just pray for these young people in cities all across America that they will do great exploits for you. Would you join me in prayers of agreement that young people all across America will come out of their cities to stand up and boldly proclaim and begin to lead prayer and preach the gospel, to lead revivals in many different places. And so we pray for those cities that are a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, cities that have signed up to pray with us. Out of these cities, we pray that there will come voices of young people that unashamedly will declare out of Concord, California, and Dinuba, California, in North Hollywood, California, all cities that are praying with us here on BPN, out of San Diego, California, out of Dover, Delaware, let young people come, out of Avon Park, Florida, out of Boca Raton, Florida, Boynton Beach, Florida, out of Stuart, Florida, and out of West Palm Beach, Florida, out of Gainesville, Georgia. Would you send young people out of Eastman, Georgia, and Royston, Georgia? Would you send young people, raise them up out of Lansing, Illinois, and Hersher, Illinois, and Decatur, Illinois, and Coburndale, Illinois, and Bloomington, Indiana, out of the campus of Indiana University there, Terre Haute, Indiana, and Tipton, Indiana, and Mount Pleasant, Iowa, Coffeyville, Kansas, Independence, Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, and out of Madisonville, Kentucky, and Mount Washington, Kentucky, out of Alexandria, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and out of Zachary, Louisiana, West Monroe, Louisiana. I pray in Jesus' name, young people will come out of Carleton, Michigan, and Brighton, Michigan, and Niles, Michigan. Would you help me pray? Minneapolis, Minnesota, all cities that have signed up to pray with us here on BPN. We call young people out of Biloxi, Mississippi, and Pearl, Mississippi, and Ellsville, Mississippi, and Columbia, Missouri, Forsyth, Missouri, and Kansas City, Missouri, and Springfield, Missouri, and Miles City, Montana. Out of Montana, Miles City, come out of that city and preach the gospel. Lincoln, Nebraska, and Wayne, Nebraska, and Henderson, Nevada, Carson City, Nevada, as well as Annandale, New Jersey, and Flemington, New Jersey, and Livingston, New Jersey. All those people from New Jersey, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Capitan, New Mexico, Carlsbad, New Mexico, Roswell, New Mexico, and Rio Dosa, New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico. We call young people out of these cities, out of Corning, New York, and out of Wappinger Falls, New York, out of York City and Yorktown Heights, New York, out of Cashiers, North Carolina, Andrews, North Carolina, Hayesville, North Carolina, and also as well as Mills River, North Carolina. We pray that young people will come out of Newtown, Ohio, and Hamilton, Ohio, and Fairlawn, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, Altus, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Chickasha, Oklahoma, Choctaw, Oklahoma, Levy, Oklahoma, Midwest City, Oklahoma, Tacoma Park, Oklahoma, Oilton, Oklahoma, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma, as well as Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Boiling Springs, South Carolina, as well as Somerton, South Carolina, Bristol, Tennessee, and Hendersonville, Tennessee, and Nashville, Tennessee, Arlington, Texas, and Dallas, Texas, and Fort Worth, Texas, as well as Cleveland, Texas, Denton, Texas, Dripping Springs, Texas, and Garland, Texas. All of these cities in Texas, Houston, Texas, and Baytown, Texas, people will come out. Young people call you out, Port Arthur, Texas, to come and speak to your generation, preach to your generation. In Jesus' name we pray. Rutland, Vermont, East Bethel, Vermont, Ordinary, Virginia. We declare you're not ordinary there, you young people. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would bless these young people coming out of different cities to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be led by the Holy Spirit. To be led by the Holy Spirit. Here's Martin Smith.
Lead me to the cross where we first met. Draw me to my knees so we can talk. Let me feel your breath. Let me know you're here with me.
Okay, there you have Martin Smith. Lead me. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us and direct us, we pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Direct us by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Guide us in the name of the Lord. We pray thy kingdom come. Would you pray this prayer with me? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I only have one life to live. Only have one life to give. I want to give it to you. I want to live it for you. Would you pray that prayer right now? Lord, your will be done in my life. I pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done in Jesus' name. The will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God for my life in Jesus' name. And I set myself in agreement with those listening to BPN Radio today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for being a part of BPN today. So delighted to have my granddaughter, Taylor Gentry, as my guest today. Wonderful young lady. Praying for all of these young people to come out of obscurity. And, wow, proud of Taylor Gentry. And I'm just believing for great things to happen in America. If you want to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do that by going to BPN Radio. That's bpnradio.com. And you can go down to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, or you can send a check if you want to Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. That is Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Thank you for your prayers. We are praying around the clock here for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And that revival in America does not just include the nation as a whole or even your city or even your church, but it also includes a personal revival in your own life, that the Holy Spirit would just come and touch and change your life in amazing ways that you never dreamed of, that you never thought of. And so God has a good plan. And I believe that you are the hope of the nation. I believe that we, the church, we Christians here in America, are the hope of this nation. And I believe there's a radical turnaround coming, and I am looking forward to it, and I am believing for it, and I'm ready to announce whatever's going on. So I'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.